what are we? It's a pretty simple question to ask nowadays. We've got a ream of scientific data that tells us what we are. But it's also a really valid question, especially when we're looking at it in terms of our faith. The Bible says we're creatures. We are created, and we're limited by time and space. We're created by God. And we've been put together from matter, and in fact the Bible's very specific on this. We're put together from dust. So if we were created by God, if we were put together by something that was at hand to God, then we can't be God ourselves. We may try and act like God at times, and we may even think we're God at times, but logical sequence would say that we're not God, and we can't be God. And that's actually a really good thing. If I was in charge of the universe, it would be in a really, really big bad state. Although I would have every Aston Martin ever made, I don't think the world would actually be a better place for it. So although we're not God, the Bible tells us that we are created in God's image. So we're created in God's image. And if we're in his image, then he's given us some of his characteristics. And they're in all of us. Creativity. Well, look at the creator of the universe. Look what God's done. He's created the entire universe, the heavens, the earth, the planets. Look at the amazing things that we're still learning as we explore God's creation. And look at us as human beings. We are staggeringly creative creatures. We may not always create something amazing. We may not always create something wonderful, but my golly, we can really create things when we put our minds to it. Look at the things we've done in science. Look at the things we've done in culture. And we never seem to have run out of our own curiosity about ourselves. We're still exploring our own bodies. We're still exploring what makes us up, how we tick. You know, it's an never-ending medical search, but really, you know, we're just arms and legs, hands. But when you look at the complexity inside, I mean, we're a fabulous creation. We're also, although sometimes you don't really realize it when you read the newspapers and see the news, we're also very caring creatures. We seem to have this peculiar sense of caring, this peculiar sense of responsibility for others. And animals don't really show this. Some do, admittedly, but not to the extent that humans do. We seem to be able to have a tremendous caring ability for those less fortunate than ourselves. We also have a longing not to be alone. Nobody really likes to be alone in this world. When I was growing up, when I was in my 20s and 30s, I really thought being alone was cool. I didn't want relationships, really. I was fine as I was. That's not true. You know, many of us at times think we'd like to be alone, but really we don't. And that can be shown in the most basic of things. I was a person who was determined to be a bachelor all my life. Didn't want to have a serious relationship, but I do not like, admittedly, very childish really, sleeping in the dark. There'll always be a light on. I don't like being in pitch dark. It scares the living daylights out of me. So I don't like being alone. And none of us really do. Which is actually quite good news, because that has helped us use that creativity and that as characteristics of God to search for love and companionship. And that's really one of the biggest searches we have, is that love and companionship for God and with God. And one of the amazing aspects of God's creation is he created us to care for others. We have this ability within us to care, but it was obviously one of those innate born things that God put in us, was to care for others. He knew that we were going to need this. He knew that, you know, some people would need caring for and some people would need to care. We were created by him to know him and be known by him. So, if this is how God is, he longs to care for others. He longs to be in community. And that makes sense, that it rubs off on us too. we picked up some of his characteristics. Reason. Well, we have reason in all of us. We're shocked by things we don't think are reasonable. We approve of things that we do think are reasonable. We look for symmetry. We like organization, reliability, and stability in the natural world. When the natural world gets out of whack and stability goes, it really seems to threaten us to the core. We look at, you know, what's happening in the natural world today. We're looking at the increase in earthquakes, tornadoes, tsunamis, and it really, it unsettles us to the core, because we really do want to see that reason in nature that we find within ourselves. The strange thing is we expect to make sense out of this world, when really this world was arose out of random collisions of particles with no guidance from anything but reasonable, nothing reasonable, sensible. It was just random collisions.
All right, well, our question for you to consider today is, how are humans so different from other creatures? To what have you always attributed those differences? Just a good question for you to discuss with anybody you're following the course with. Have a good discussion. We'll see you tomorrow.